Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina.
And I'm Mike Snyder, and welcome back to Talking Tech. Between hurricane season and wildfires out west, it's important to prepare yourself when disaster strikes. And technology, like your smartphone, can play a big role in that.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. USA Today tech columnist and Talking Tech's favorite Canadian, Mark Saltzman, writes about this on tech.usatoday.com, offering tips on tech to have handy in case of a disaster. Both the Federal Emergency Management Agency and Red Cross have official apps where you can find information, including where to find shelter and first aid, what to do in the event of a hurricane, earthquake, or wildfire, as well as gain access to emergency alerts to stay up to date. Also, Mark notes Google Maps has an offline feature where you can download an area, even an entire city's map, to view on your smartphone in the event you don't get any cell service or Wi-Fi.
Now, if you need to call 911, it's free to do on any phone. So Mark advises keeping an old deactivated phone in an emergency kit just in case. Obviously, you want to have it charged. Also, if you don't have cellular service, but you have access to Wi-Fi, there are several apps such as Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Google Duo to reach out to friends and loved ones in case of emergency.
Now, another thing to note, too, is most modern smartphones have waterproofing protection in case your device gets wet. But in the event you have an older phone that doesn't, Mark suggests buying a fitted waterproof case to protect your phone. If you don't have one and you need something in a pinch, you could also get several Ziploc bags and place your phone in those to protect it. Finally, obviously, one of the biggest issues that happens around natural disasters is losing power. Tech company Anker, for example, they make a powerhouse line of portable power generators to charge up and run any device in case your smartphone runs low on battery. So it gives you another option if you need to get power right away.
And we just had some power outages here in Virginia, in Northern Virginia, and I'm thinking I need to get me one of those because the one I have wasn't strong enough to power my MacBook, so I couldn't work. You know, I could get online because my phone would go. And I could charge that, but for some reason, the MacBook pulled so much power, it would turn off my little itty-bitty charger. Well, it wasn't little. It's made to start a car, you know, but it wouldn't keep my MacBook going. So these look like good options for folks. Listeners, let's hear from you. You have any comments, questions, show ideas, any emergency ideas we didn't get here? Let us know on Twitter, at Mike Snyder.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.